Chapter 11. Across the Atlantic. I sent for you, Captain, because I want to buy your ship. No. No. No.
How could Phileas Fogg win his bet now? No ship in his book of ship and train timetables could get him to London by the 21st of December. In New York, Phileas Fogg looked round the port for a fast ship. He wanted to buy one. He saw the Henrietta and spoke to the captain.
Are you leaving New York, Captain?
In an hour, said the captain. He was a hard man, and his answer was unfriendly.
Where are you going?
To Bordeaux.
Can you take us with you?
No, I don't take people.
Look in Bradshaw for a nice ship. I take things from port to port.
Fast? Asked Phileas Fogg. Do you take things fast?
Yes, very fast. The Henrietta does 12 miles an hour. Will you take me and 3 other people to Liverpool, Captain?
What's your name?
My name's Speedy, and the answer's no.
Then I'll buy the ship from you.
No.
Phileas Fogg thought for a minute. Then he said, Will you take us to Bordeaux? I can give you $2,000.
For each person?
Yes. Captain Speedy thought about it. $8,000.
We're leaving at 9, he said.
Phileas Fogg, Auda, Passepartout and Fix were on the ship when she left New York at 9 o'clock. The next day, the 13th of December, Phileas Fogg was captain of the ship. Captain Speedy was in his room, and 2 seamen watched him carefully. He couldn't leave the room. He shouted, but he couldn't get out. What happened on that day was this. Phileas Fogg wanted to go to Liverpool. The captain didn't want to go there. But the seamen hated their captain. And Phileas Fogg gave them some money, so they were happy about the new plan.